What's this?
You're on?
I'm not here.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order. It is 7:02 p.m. on May 27th. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Wiegold.
Here.
Warwick.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Enright.
Here.
Simpson.
Here.
Okay. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was May 13th. I did have two changes that I presented to Rosie. The first change is under City Tree Board Award, and the name of that individual was Carrie Tosher. And so that spelling has been changed. As well as under Mr. Myers, John Myers, the neighbor issue, I believe on the second paragraph, last word, it should be no apostrophe. So, any other changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion we approve the minutes with the two changes.
Yes.
Discussed.
Second.
Okay, motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Just as a side note to the Mr. Myers issue, I did put out an email to my fellow mayors, and they all kind of came back and said this is a civil issue. I didn't have one person that came and said the city really needs to deal with this because this is a civil matter between two neighbors. They did say that if the issue is borderline harassment, that was something the police could handle, but besides that, the individual needs to take it up in civil court. So, I just wanted to pass on what my fellow mayors had told me regarding that issue. Okay? Okay. So, what we're going to do is we are going to recess the Common Council meeting and begin the public hearing on... Sorry to rush you around here. I'll wait till he gets his... Okay, very good. So we're going to, like I said, recess the Common Council meeting, and we will start the public hearing for the request of State Community Development Grant block grant dollars. So I'm going to turn it over to Ross. Do you have anything to say about this?
Yeah, I just got to run through the motions.
Okay.
Ross Peters, Echo Region 3A.
Do you want to go to the microphone?
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Ross Peters, Echo Region 3A. I'm the grant administrator for the project up in Kendallville. This is the first hearing. We're required to have at least two hearings through OCRA's grant requirements. The first hearing will take place before we proceed with the application. The second hearing will take place once the project's been awarded, the plan's been completed, and before the approval by the Common Council of that plan. Columbia City is seeking a planning grant from the Office of Community and Rural Affairs in the amount of $40,000. With 24,320 of those dollars benefiting low to moderate income individuals. That's determined by taking the grant award amount and multiplying it by the LMI, which is determined by the income survey you guys completed last October. I do need to point out one correction from the public hearing notice I put in. I had stated that Columbia City is committing $42,400 in local match. That amount is actually going to be $45,800 in local match. So just a correction of that. There will be no displacement of this project. And we are lucky enough to have Rachel Youthy with us from Structure Point. She's going to be one of the members from Structure Point that's going to be completing the plan for you guys, and she's put together a very brief presentation of what's going to be going on. So I'm going to turn that over to her for now.
Thank you.
Hi. Again, my name is Rachel Youthy, and I work with American Structure Point. Met a few of you a little while ago when we interviewed. So, Ross asked me to talk about four things. so I'm going to go through those. I'm going to go through kind of briefly, and then if we have any, anybody has any specific questions, we can focus on what's really specific for Columbia City. So in general, as Ross said, this is for a comprehensive plan. So what is a comprehensive plan? A comprehensive plan is generally, it's a policy document, it's a guide. It tends to be a very thick, fat plan, but it's really a tool for your community to use as a guide for issues related to growth and development, policy, physical components, zoning, planning, community development issue, anything related to your community. So it's really a vision document. So it tends to be, you know, visionary. It tends to be long-term with short-term and long-term goals. So for Columbia City, it will be a forward-thinking document that is vision-based, based on the vision and the goals that we set with the steering committee. So it is a plan specific for Columbia City. And then it will have actions and strategies and tools specifically geared for Columbia City, as well as the overarching vision piece. What will the comp plan include? I touched on a little bit of that already, but the comp plan, as it says, it is very comprehensive. So we will be looking at everything from land use, zoning, transportation, other things that affect land use, like natural features and floodplains and waterways and things like that, agricultural issues, growth and development issues, special areas like your downtown, and then also any, you know, any other recreational pieces, trails, any other transportation pieces, anything that's system-wide that we want to incorporate, community services and things like that. Those are all really standard. So, hence the name comprehensive. So, the process, it'll really include an inventory stage that'll look at all of those components, and then it will have an analysis stage that'll help, that will be guided by the vision and the goals that are set up at the beginning of the meeting with the committee, or the beginning of the process, excuse me. And then ultimately recommendations and strategies with action items and resources and tasks are assigned to them. So within the process, this isn't something that happens in a bubble. Actually, a lot of our scope is related to specific engagement opportunities with your community. So we have three main ways that we do that. One of them is your steering committee. So the steering committee is really, it's a good cross-section of your community if we can get it. This will be a 10-month process, so commitment can sometimes be an issue for some people, but really we want a really good cross-section of your community, probably 12-ish people. And that's going to be people, when I say a cross-section, you're looking at people from different sectors of your community, public, private, young, old, sort of professional, sort of working class, nonprofit, all of anything that you can get people, you know, different groups from people that are already involved or people that are looking to get involved. So your steering committee, that's really your core group. In addition to that, sort of as a side sector of that, you'll have your executive committee, which will be the mayor and a few of his sort of key people, people we interviewed with, the planning director, and so on. The second group is really what we would call public meetings or public open houses or workshops. So we would do one of these meetings at the beginning, really to introduce the project, to talk about what we know so far, sort of that inventory process that we went through, and to make sure that we're understanding everything we need to understand, and give the public an opportunity to comment on what we've done so far, what the committee's established so far, and really just introduce them to the project and get them involved right away. There'll be another public meeting or workshop somewhere in the middle, usually where you're dealing with more of a draft plan. You've got a lot more components, you've got a lot more meat to the plan, things that people can really respond to. They'll have opinions about those things because we would have already made some assumptions and made some preliminary recommendations, so they'll have some feedback on that. Then there'll also be another public meeting, at the end when it's 99% final, to really talk about the plan, let the public understand how the city's going to use the plan, and really some of those details. The other component is focus group meetings, stakeholders, and special interest groups. Those people would really come in somewhere after our first meeting, and within our analysis phase and the preliminary part of our recommendation and action stage. So those are the people that we're really going to have these in-depth meetings where we're talking about, you know, your transportation issues and opportunities, your land use issues, parks and trails, and, you know, things like that. So they're going to be a little bit more focused. Those are going to be opportunities where people that maybe you want in your steering committee, but they don't have the time because they're doing all these other wonderful things, they can be involved in a focus group setting, so we could really pick their brain about each of those categories so that we know enough to make some really good recommendations that fit you guys. So those are really the three categories. They're going to vary in terms of, you know, small group, large group, open house, workshop format. We'll also do some stuff online and at least create a website and some surveys for people to participate in if they can't get to a meeting. So in terms of the schedule, we are looking at a 10-month schedule, which would bring us to May of next year, starting the process for adoption meetings. So the first couple months will really be inventory. And that's really going to be where we're, like I said before, collecting a lot of that data, working with some of your local people to understand how the systems work, how your policies work, what programs you have, and so on. And then we move into more of that analysis stage, and then the recommendations where we'll really, the recommendation stage is really where, I guess, the beginning and the end. Those are really the more intense portions for the steering committee, because in the beginning we want to pull everything out of view so that we can absorb everything and be prepared as we go through the process, and then at the end when we're starting to assign all of your names to the matrix, you know, department heads and so on, we want you to be involved to make sure that we're going on the right path. So those are really where sort of a three month process, finally ending in May of 2015. So that's comp plan in a nutshell. I'll turn it back over to Ross, and I think he's got a question and answer portion.
This is usually the point where we would ask for public comments or questions about the process. So if anyone would like to comment on what was just said, or if you have any questions, we'd be more than happy to hear them.
Obviously, this is something that has been on our radar for a little while now. We are now moving forward with the grant process. Obviously, with the percentage of low to moderate income households and families in our community, obviously the grant would be very beneficial for us. And I think even more than that, I think the comprehensive plan, if you'll remember, comprehensive plan is 10 years old, actually this year, and most experts talk about that you really need to revisit and revise your plan about every 10 years. And as you also may remember, the last plan was developed in kind of in-house, if you will, in our county city building planning department, and so I think this is kind of a good route for us to go down. I feel confident in the abilities of those individuals. We're putting together the steering committee list right now. Jeff and I are, and some of you will be on there and others will be on different other committees, but would really appreciate Okra's support in this as we help try to defray the cost of this plan. And actually, if I can also, You get to transcribe all this, Ross. So
exactly. That's why I'm asking for it.
But as I can also maybe say, we've tried to put into this plan, obviously, the basic tenets of a comprehensive plan. But on top of that, we've tried to incorporate multiple community groups and other kind of components that aren't in the normal plan to make sure that this plan, we get a lot out of it, and we have a lot more of a step-by-step action plan for us, and including low-hanging, middle, and high fruit for us to be able to to pick at and to make this community a better place for our residents and businesses in that matter. So those are my 2 cents, and hope that Okra will consider us, strongly consider our application for funding.
Thank you. Anyone else want to offer up a comment or a question? Okay. Well, with that, we can close the public hearing.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll consider the public hearing closed. Thank you very much. We'll reconvene the Common Council meeting. Thank you both for being here. Let's see. Let me pull this up. Okay, so in the for the comprehensive plan, we are going after a $40,000 planning grant. Left for us to spend would be the 45-8, and if I remember correctly, that's the rest of the rest of the plan as well as the fees for Region 3A.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what that dollar amount is. I've gotten the approval from the CIP committee. For those of you that sit on there, thank you for your approval to use long-term unplanned projects, long-term planned projects, whatever which one that is. Anyway, CIP dollars to fund the rest of this plan. As you may or may not know, we're trying to get this application for funding completed this month. By the end of this month, so that we can turn in the application. Hopefully we can get approval by next month so we can start the process soon. I know obviously the engineering firm would like that. We certainly would like to get that underway now. Certainly the earlier, prior to an election year, is probably a good idea to get it done earlier. So we're working on that right now. So in front of you, a resolution number 2014-11. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read resolution number 2014-11 by title only.
Resolution number 2014-11, resolution of the Common Council for the City of Columbia City, Indiana, authorizing the submittal of a planning grant application to the Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs and addressing related matters.
Okay, so you've had a chance to take a look at this. Do you have any questions, comments, or concerns about this resolution?
What happens if Okra doesn't come through with the grant?
Well, if Okra doesn't come through with this grant, then obviously, I think, I shouldn't say obviously, I would assume this resolution becomes null and void. At that point, and then we would have to decide if we want to go and spend the full amount of $80,000 or not. The way the process works is the application itself is put together and submitted with the contract unsigned, so that after if the application gets approval, then we'll come back and get it signed, get the application signed. But that kind of gives them the base for how we figured this number out. So at that point, then it would be incumbent upon us to kind of decide, do we want to spend the full amount of that or not? Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I just didn't know if we were committing to that, or we're committing that to it now contingent on the Okra grant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and this is coming off. It doesn't relate to this, but do you know how much of the prior comprehensive plan was implemented?
I know a fair amount of it was implemented in some way, shape, or form. Offhand, I don't remember it. I was just talking to Ross by email today that he has my copy, so because he had a question about that earlier, and I said, well, I know I've looked through it, but I can't tell you what percentage of it was.
Does Jeff know?
I can say confidently that a large portion of it was implemented. I will say the way it was worded in such a way, it was worded in such a way that a lot of the things were already kind of in process, and if they weren't in process, they were more lower hanging fruit. So that's the best answer I can give you, Ben.
I don't want another Hyatt Pullman.
Amen. Amen, brother. I'm with you there. I really, I'll tell you, from my perspective, As long as I'm sitting in this chair, we will be implementing that plan.
So does this address funding for some of these things that they're going to suggest?
The plan will come with a series of funding options for us. That is correct. Yes.
And as far as the committee wants to take the plan itself to outline funds or budgets or processes, we would go through that process with you.
Okay.
We're not going to say needs funding. We'll take that as far as you need it to go. And definitely the low hanging fruit will have a much more detailed approach to how they're funded than the stuff that's a little bit longer term, just because of the functionality of that.
Okay.
And I think it's very probable that you could almost take this plan once completed, and you can almost start its own CIP type plan with funding from this. So, other questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve resolution number 2014-11?
Make a motion to approve resolution number 2014-11.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Ben, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you all. Next up is also a part of the CDBG process, ordinance 2014-10. This is the Fair Housing Ordinance update from our last one. Can I have a motion? Well, there's not really a title, is there? Well, I guess it's three words. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
Thank you.
Motion by Dan.
Second.
Second by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read ordinance 2014-10 by title only, the three-word title.
Ordinance 2014-10, Fair Housing Ordinance.
Okay. Ross, since you're here, can I put you on the spot and just can you tell us real quick why this is important to get passed?
As best I can.
Okay.
I understand that your last fair housing ordinance was from 1996, so I wouldn't be able to tell you how much has changed until now. But the most significant portion of this falls under Section 9. Okay, I'm flipping through right now so I can read it. Equal access to housing and HUD programs pursuant to 24 CFR Part 5.403 and 24 CFR Part 574.3. The definition of family is revised to include families regardless of the actual or perceived sexual orientation, gender identity, or marital status of its members.
This is a change that goes with HUD programs, which is Housing and Urban Development, which is where OCRA gets their funding from. This is the way that we are not discriminating against individuals for housing purposes.
And this is the ordinance as outlined by HUD.
Yes.
As soon as OCRA puts it up, we take it. It was you guys saying.
So just so I'm clear, everybody who has gotten an OCRA grant has this language in their housing ordinance.
I'm going to say 90%.
Since they've changed the language,
yes,
obviously.
I'm sure some probably maybe keep other parts to make it sound more general, but yes. Most people you've worked with, we use this fair housing ordinance and they.
Okay. Any questions?
Should we have HUD programs in the community?
This would be part of a HUD program, I think. I mean, it would be funding from a HUD program.
So it would be this and then any projects if you were to grant after this.
So any CDBG, any community development block grant funding for stormwater, wastewater, planning, anything like that, we would have to have this. And we're hoping maybe we can get some wastewater grant money in the future.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But any other questions? Okay, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve ordinance 2014-10.
And actually, can I have...
on emergency basis.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Motion by Ben.
Second.
Second by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. If we have four yeses, any against? And Bill is against. So we have four yeses and one no. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Tax abatement. Request for tax abatement. Precision Plastics. If you will remember, we had Precision Plastics here a couple of weeks ago. And the... I'm trying to remember why we paused it.
Something with the resolution.
Yeah. Oh, the resolution needed some changes done. That's true. That's true. Okay, so... So the request was done by Precision Plastics, and is there a reason that that's on there versus the resolution itself, the request versus the resolution?
Well, the resolution is set next.
Yeah, I just didn't know what the difference was.
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't have enough on the agenda, so I wanted to...
Oh, okay, so you wanted to add more? Okay. Okay, can I have a motion to read resolution 2014-7 by title only? Motion by Jackie.
Second.
Second by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read. And I've lost it. I'm sorry. Please read ordinance number 2014-7. What is it, 7?
7.
Thank you. 7 by title only.
Resolution number 2014-7. A resolution approving the deduction of assessed valuation of personal and real property improvements within the economic revitalization area in Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay. Any questions about this? I think there's a...
They need to actually...
approve the findings? No.
Well, they need to approve how many years they want... deduction for the personal and then the real to add to the ordinance.
Okay.
Those are
points. Okay. So there's a they have obviously requested 10-year abatement on both. That would be up to you as to how many years you want to give them. I will tell you for future abatements, we're Marcia and Jeff and I and Alan are working on a new kind of new procedure, if you will, that will have a kind of a, I guess, a tax abatement subcommittee type group that will then make a recommendation to the city council rather than it going through this process. We think that'll make it a little more streamlined and fairer and cleaner in some ways. So this may or may not be the last one we do this way, but we'll, again, give you more information as we go, but... they're working on that right now. So, what questions, comments, concerns do you have? Is there a suggestion as to how many years of deduction or how many years of abatement you would like to give for personal and how many years of deduction or how many years you give for real property?
Been a common practice to go with the 10.
And
we're not changing anything. That's the meanest part of what we've been talking about. We just go with the 10. I think that's more than generous at this point.
Yep. 10 for both?
Yeah.
Okay. At a depreciating scale?
Yes.
Okay. Is that what the rest of the council believes?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, they're adding jobs and equipment, and they're a large employer in our community already.
Okay.
And they continue to stay within city limits.
Okay. Very good. So, looks like the council is good with 10 years. Do you have anything to add to this?
No, but on the next thing, I'd like to speak.
Okay, very good. So, 10 years on both is what the council is. I saw a lot of head waving, and Dan had said... and kind of been the one to say it, so you don't need a motion on that because it'll go in the full resolution, correct?
On the years?
Yeah, because that'll go in the full resolution.
They all agree on it.
Yeah. All right, so head waving from yes, 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 and yes. So all five of them are yeses. Okay, so Do I have a motion to approve resolution number 2014-7?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2014-7 for a period of 10 years on both personal property and real property.
Okay. Motion by Nicole. With a depreciating scale?
Yes.
Okay. Motion by Nicole.
Second.
Seconded by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Resolution number 2014-7 has been approved. Okay. Next up would be resolution number 2014-9. And can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read resolution number 2014-9 by title only.
Resolution 2014-9, a resolution of the Columbia City Common Council granting a waiver of noncompliance in accordance with the provisions set forth by Indiana Code
6-1.1-12.1. Okay. Ross.
Part of the requirements for the waiver is you're going to have a public hearing first. So we've already published an advertisement. You just need to.
Oh, we need to do a public hearing.
Yeah, for this waiver of noncompliance.
Roger. Okay. So we will recess the Common Council meeting and start a public hearing regarding the waiver of noncompliance for the provisions set in Indiana Code 6-1.1-12.1. Any comments, questions, concerns regarding the resolution and waiver of noncompliance? Hearing no comments, we will close the public hearing and restart the restart the Common Council meeting. Do you have any other comments, Ross?
No, nope, that was it.
Okay, thank you very much. Questions, comments, concerns? The rationale behind this?
Yeah, what is the reasoning for the waiver? You know, what are we waiving?
As we were filling out the paperwork, I guess Precision Plastics has begun the construction for their real improvements. I guess they were encouraged to do so on a streamlined schedule. And so we put together the paperwork, and then at the Common Council meeting, it was asked to, I don't remember if it was tabled or just...
I think it was tabled because the resolution language was...
Yeah.
Hadn't been changed or something.
But the waiver of noncompliance is going to happen at the same time. We had to publish in a paper for the public hearing. But it was just because the work began in April and it was going to be approved later in April. So it's just the technicality as far as filling out the paperwork. The FDA had to show that the project was already underway.
This is the way that basically the... we basically come forward and say we know that the project is underway, and
you still want to give them,
and we still want to give them the abatement. Yeah.
Sure.
Yep. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve resolution 2014-9.
Okay. Motion by Ben, seconded by Bill. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Very good. Okay.
We need to table the next one.
We need to table the next one?
Well, we've made everybody else come in.
That's fair. Have we talked to them at all about coming in? Rosie?
I'm sorry, what are you doing?
Okay. Ben had made the mention that we have asked Oakview, or have asked every other company to come in and...
Well, and they're actually late getting it in. I'm sorry, I did not get a word in. So
okay.
I can just wait until many of them in.
Okay. Is that going to cause any issues? Okay.
They're late anyway, so.
Okay, then we will table item number 11 are on our agenda for Oakview Tooling 1 and Oakview Tooling 2, compliance of statement of benefits. Next up is ordinance number 2014-8. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2014-8 by title only.
Ordinance 2014-8, an ordinance of the Common Council amending the Municipal Code of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay, so I guess I will put this to Ben and or Marcia, depending on who wants to take it. This came from the Ordinance Review Committee, I believe.
Yeah, I'll take part of it, and Marcia can take the other part. Now, there's a couple changes we made in correcting the ordinances when we've been going through them. The first one, it talks about the Blue River Trail, and then we just put an additional clause on there in, to include any extensions there, too. So that section of the code would include any extensions of the ordinance or any extensions of the trail. The second section is there was a special section for Old Settlers Day Festival that we were actually applying to other festivals as well, so we just took it out. And if I recall, basically that was a special event section, right, Marcia?
Yeah, and it was almost specifically for Old Settlers, so
we made it
for
all special events, right?
Anything would be approved, right?
Yeah. Section 3. There was a section in there banning certain comic books and distribution of comic books that goes back to the 40s. We took that out. Section 4, there was the establishment of a Department of Aviation. And actually, Dick Buchanan told me that he was on the council when that was put in place, and it had something to do with when Magnavox came to town, they wanted the Department of Aviation. So
really?
That's why it was there. There's no active.
Just a quick. Oh, maybe you were just going to say this on the second sentence.
No, I
just wanted to note that the statute requires the second sentence that discusses that there are no funds to be distributed or returned and no members to provide notice to is a requirement of the statute. So I just made a statement that we don't have any of that. That's why I put that sentence.
Okay.
Thank you.
Section 5 was an ordinance covering railroads. Railroads are statutorily covered by Indiana law, so we really have no reason to have an ordinance on that. You want to comment on the next one, Marcia?
I was afraid you were going to say it, because there was a typo in that section regarding the sidewalk. So this is like not a brand new, you know, ordinance or language. And right off the top of my head, I can't remember what the typo was because it's been a long time since I did this one, but I corrected it. It was almost a sentence that had a bunch of typographicals. I mean, it just didn't make sense. So that's why that one got changed. The other part is the penalty, I think, said shall not exceed or shall not be less than, one of the two. We just said it's $50. Instead of making it so arbitrary. I'll do Section 7 as well. When that got put in, it was put in a section, the water removal from the IURC was put in as 5244, and this was my error. I didn't see that was under a heading for something when I added that additional provision. So some of our ordinances from way back when actually have headings in them, and some do, some don't, and I didn't notice that. So I renumbered it under the general provisions, which made it 5207. Chapter 71, parking regulations, again, this was one that was a not-to-exceed fine, and we made it a straight $50. So.
Okay.
Here's our first attempt at the Ordinance Committee on at least getting some of these on the books.
I would like to personally say I'm so thankful for the Ordinance Review Committee's work And I say this part honestly. I've been talking about Chapter 130 as the perfect model as to why we need a ordinance review committee, because when comic books being prohibited has been a part of our ordinances for 70, maybe 80 years, and yet we have a downtown store that sells comic books, some that fit into those categories. This is one of those ordinances that I think kind of fall under the, you know, donkey shall not chew sidewalk on the sidewalk, or chew gum on the sidewalks kind of situation. So in any case, I want to thank the committee for reviewing these, and I know that we'll have multiple more to come as we have in the past. So.
Yes, just wait till you get to the nuisance ordinance.
Yeah, that'll be a fun discussion. But with the animal ordinance was the first one that came. This is the second one that came, and next will be the hopefully the nuisance.
I think
we're getting close.
Okay, great. I love it. So can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2014-8?
So moved.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move that to second reading. Okay, on the agenda there was a misprint. We don't have to take that under consideration. That was a Board of Works issue. I will let you know the Board of Works did authorize an application for a red leg or a Rural Economic Development Loan Grant Program application. That will be for CNR Plating. They're doing some really cool things, but just for your information, the Red Leg application from the electric department. To remind you, Red Leg is a program where the USDA gives loans a certain amount needed for economic development to the electric department. The electric department then loans it out at, I think, a max of 1.5% to the company. And so it's a way we can encourage economic development in that regard. They are, the Red Leg is going to be going toward the construction of a building on the site, and as the application says, the projection is 30 new jobs will be created, and then you will also be getting in front of you a tax abatement for, I believe, for equipment purchase. So just as an FYI, you will be a part of this economic development project. Okay. I think we're ready for department head reports. Tom?
I think last time I reported that we were in the process of redoing some offices, and I hate to report this, but we're still in the process of redoing some offices. Some of our desk get back ordered, which has been set back. Anyway, still in the process of doing that. Since I was here the last time, one of our trucks, I think about a month or two ago, told you we were going to have to send the truck to get a repair done because of some calcium deposits in the back. We did that within the last week. We drove the Van Ohio up for 3 days and then picked it up, brought it back, and apparently it's a good working order now. So we have to report that our lead engine is back in good shape. Other than that, things are going pretty smooth. A few minor things happening, but that doesn't matter.
Okay. Thank you. Questions of Tom? Thanks, Tom. Terry?
Well, the two projects we have going on right now, of course, is a fire project, and I sent an email up to Rod to see if we can get an update from him, which I have not heard back from him, so I'm trying to make contact with him again. Corey was able to get power into dispatch to run the amplifier that we're going to need for that outdoor notification system that goes on the roof. So now we have to finish up getting some speaker wire ran to the roof from dispatch.
Questions of Terry. Thank you, Terry. Jeff?
If you travel down on Vine Street area, South Elm, Walnut, Oak Street, it definitely looks like a construction zone. A lot of material down there. They didn't work today. They're getting ready to move into the Oak Street and East portion, and it's really deep. They're bringing in a larger excavator to help make the project a little easier going. They hope to have that in later this week, so at that point they'll resume work on it. Mike Shoda, although he was more diplomatic with me, was accurate that we're not moving forward on the 205 project right now.
That was in the last meeting, Jeff.
He just won't let it go.
Some of them, I'm still hanging on to it. I met last week with PennDOT officials on our quarterly tracker meeting that we're obligated to attend. They told me that the city would be audited later this summer on our ADA program implementation, to see where we're at on that, and then aside from that, we're still working on the agreement with the others. The phase three drawings have been submitted. Comments have been provided back to a certain point, and they're addressing those, should have those addressed in June. The Blue River Industrial, Blue River Business Park signs have the masonry done. The small sign should be installed again this week. The large one on the Adherent Street end, maybe next week, if not next week,
okay. Questions of Jeff? Jeff, did you ask NDOT if they've audited themselves on the ADA compliance? Sorry. Okay. What?
Is it for everything?
Something like that, yes.
So where are we on the Westgate?
Mike and I met with Jerry Reef on site last week. They had a conflict with the water main. That's been resolved. I think he decided to take a long weekend because I was out there today and he hadn't really moved much from that way. So it's just crossing to the north side of Westgate Avenue and doing two spurs east and west. Let me down with the start with the installation. That's a matter of just getting the restoration done.
Okay. Did has Wygen started working on? No. Okay.
They've been down at Mike Shoda's last week.
Oh. Okay. Okay, Mike.
I got through the Board of Works. We've got we're going to order trench boxes and also the valve for out there at the hospital, so we don't have to check them off.
Yep. That it?
That's it.
Okay. Questions of Mike. Thank you, Mike. Sean.
I attended a pre-construction meeting for the YMCA project. They're expanding right directly on top of our transformer, so we will have to relocate. I think they have everything aligned there to make that transition go smoothly. It looks like June 14th is going to be the switchover day, so I'll plan on working out that day. But that could be, that could move. I met with Starbank's electrician a few times. I think we have everything in order there finally. We have transformers hung. Just kind of waiting for them to ready themselves for the switchover. I picked up six additional safety meetings for our department. We were on a bi-monthly schedule. We would now be meeting monthly, with the primary focus on every other month would be just OSHA compliance and safety, and the other months will be just our general 10 electrical safety training. So just to keep the guys kind of informed on any new OSHA rules or laws that come down the line. We installed a few new services last couple weeks. They're starting to pile up on us. It is that time of year, so busy time for us. Top our normal work of locates and reads and all that. 2 weeks ago, I was not here. I met with, I drove down to Greenfield met with their utility office on how they handle their billing, and had a great meeting with them. They had lots of good suggestions. They use the same software we use. They do a lot of things we don't do, and I'm going to push them to move forward with the way we do our billing, and I think it's going to help us a bunch. They offered to send billing clerks up here to help us. They offered whatever that we needed to help, so I appreciate the city of Greenfield, their electric department, and their help. I had company contractors come in and test nearly 1,400 of our poles for their structural integrity. We've had a few of you drive around town, if someone asks you about a pole with a red ribbon around it, it's been tested, it's on schedule to be replaced. We haven't gotten the official report back, but I've already called Locates in. While they were here, I had them test the poles for the parks department that need to be, and they came back. They failed the test on a couple of them, so I'll be replacing them as soon as possible. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Questions of Sean? Thank you, Sean. Tim?
A week and a half ago, our department, along with the Sheriff's Department, we conducted a joint training, and it was emergency vehicle operations. We had a driving course that was set up at the Excel company, which is out at 600 East. I just want to thank them for allowing us to use their parking lot. I don't think we tore it up too bad, but they were gracious enough to let us use it, get their lot for a driving course. We had a lot of great feedback from it. It was something we haven't done in quite some time. It was good training. Just a quick shout out to the third shift guys. Last night they apprehended a couple suspects in the act of committing a burglary and stealing some things from a garage just about 100 yards from City Hall. But they did a good job apprehending those two suspects. Working on a lot of coverage and details for events downtown. There seems to be a lot of things going on in the downtown area this year, so working with Kelly and reserves and the full-time officers, just getting things covered for those. Today we had requesting third graders come in, so it was six different tour groups today. So we got to, along with the fire department and the mayor, give all those kids a tour of City Hall, different departments. So that was a long day, but it was fun. Two of our three new cars are back from the installer. We've had a few glitches this year with getting things installed into our cars. We've had installers had to do a few repairs after his work, but we hope to get the third car back this week. And I've offered conditional offers of employment to two of the top three candidates out of this hiring process. They both have accepted and are very excited. They are currently going through the PERF process, so there's a packet that they need to fill out. They need to see a doctor and have a mental exam and things like that to make sure that they're not crazy before they're approved by PERF. So that process may be lengthy, but that's what they're doing currently. Tim?
Questions of Tim? Thank you, Tim. Kelly?
So we're continuing work on South Line Street with the sidewalks on the west side of the street, trying to tie that into Weston Avenue. Got past Catherine and just have a stretch there to do now to tie it into Weston. We did have a manhole replacement that Whiteness did for us at Market and Elm. It was a brick structure about 13 foot deep. Had a hole outside the manhole and a main that when the water department had a leak found its way to the side of the pipe and opened it up, and we just had the whole structure and the pipe fixed at the same time. Been working with water treatment plant doing lift stations, helping Eric clean those, and we'll continue to help them get the rest of them either this week or next. Garcia Concrete will be showing up in town tomorrow working on Washington Street from Jefferson down to Ellsworth. It's getting new curbs, and some curb face walk will be replaced. hopefully they can get that wrapped up before Old Settler starts. We can get a restoration done. We did some televising and jetting work out in the Wooddale area, which is Section A. Street bids, paving bids were opened up in Board of Works. There was two bidders and took them under advisement, and we'll make a recommendation next meeting. And we'll be getting alleys ready, graded for dust, spraying calcium in for dust control. So that'll keep us busy for the next couple weeks. And are you referring to widens down at the Vine Street project? Yeah, it's done. They actually got in there and got it done.
Oh. Okay.
I hope it was good. I didn't
see that. Okay. That was what I was talking about. Okay. Very good. Questions of Kelly? Okay. Thank you, Kelly. Mike?
You guys have been working on our transfer pump that transfers fluid from our digester out to our storage tank. We're not finished doing some testing on that, but I think it's might be some type of a plug in that line that we're still working on. Trying to figure out how we're going to actually unplug that because it's all underground. My new ICE student will start June 3rd, so we're excited about that. And we started sludge hauling. We got about 90,000 gallons out right now. They're working with us, and I work with them. They're in the field right now working, so they haul a little bit out, and then when it rains on them, they come and haul for us. And so, I mean, it works out. We don't get it all out at one time, but we eventually get there. So, but it's a pretty good deal because we've been hauling for the same price for the last several years, about an increase. So I don't complain too much. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Questions on Mike? Thank you, Mike. Mark?
The Greenway work where the washout occurred, Niblock, I met with them today, and they plan on starting out this week. Also, I tried to get a hold of Brandon Forster today, Dan, and I've not heard from him, but trying to get together with the county just to kind of talk about the whole issue there and see if they're okay with everything, I guess, and if they want to help out. So we haven't had that conversation really yet, so
trying to put that in. Yeah, it seems to be there's some gray areas. I was trying to find out, you know, exactly what responsibilities are where as far as what has to be done if there's a permit that has to be taken care of. There's so many incidents, busted babies in this thing, you know, they might be able to just pull the trees up. I don't know. I think, you know, that, like you say, a conversation between the city and the county drainage board would be probably advisable to try to come to a mutual understanding of what everybody's trying to get a ripple in, quite honestly. I know the drainage board did request that conversation to take place.
Okay. So between the county drainage board and who?
And the city officials.
Oh, okay.
Would be wise to be, if you were involved with that, as well as Mark. And possibly won't.
Okay.
I'm going to try to put that together here this week and get with Martha for your schedule there.
Since the Blue River is over 10 miles long, there's only, I think there's three open drains in Willie County that would possibly require a DNR permit if you're taking anything out besides the trees. Taking any type of soils out. It's just one of those.
What if it used to be out and now it's in?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. NDOT is working diligently on the bridges. I think people have now realized that they really can't get through there during the day due to the construction. But they're moving along with that. You may have read or heard or about the pool liner. We had everything kind of going smoothly until 48 hours before we're supposed to open. The liner started pulling away from the wall, and there was a lot of water back behind the liner. So we opened this weekend, ran everything like normal.
It was safe.
Yes.
It was safe to open. Safe.
And then we drained it overnight and got all that water out from underneath the liner today and patched several holes that we found, some of the epoxy coming off some of the old patches. It was it's a mess. But we're going to fill it up again tomorrow, and I have no idea if we got all the holes, what it will look like, but we still should be able to open it up, we hope. And I get asked that a lot today. I heard the pool's closed. That's not true. It is closed now because it was going to be closed anyway because the kids are in school, so we're working on it, but we have a plan on having it open again this weekend unless something bad happens. So that's where we're at with that. The tunnel at the bowl, I want to thank the Mayor's Youth Council. They went down there and painted that last week.
Attempted. It was awful wet.
It was awful wet, but they did a good job, and appreciate them doing that. And then to add to that, I kind of mentioned to them, Eagle Tech is going to, for sure, now go down there this week and splatter paint it. They're trying to make it look nice, but they thought splatter paint with neon colors would make it more difficult to graffiti. I don't know. So they're going to do that Thursday. But on the base paint that you counted it. So first aid CPR training, we're having that June 2nd, next Monday, for the park staff. Just because our certifications are starting to expire. Splash pad is open and operating. From this weekend, it was open, and so anybody can use that now. JFL registration starts June 16th, so a lot of times people aren't thinking about football registration in the middle of the summer, but that's when we start. And I had been asked recently when the fireworks are, and they're July 3rd.
So and only July 3rd this year.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all I have.
Questions of Mark?
Was there a park board meeting last night?
No. June 9th, because we have a port meeting next Friday. They wanted to meet after that.
Okay.
So is there any comment or anything on the how things are going with the new pool? That will be?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all based on location. Mm-hmm. And so we have a meeting, the mayor and I. talk about their property next Friday.
The park board has narrowed it down to 3 locations, none of which were the original location suggested by the Aquatic Facility Task Force.
Okay.
So it's just kind of a waiting game until that gets taken care of.
Sure.
I'll tell you after this where they are.
So does the engineering firm still think it's feasible?
Absolutely, yep.
I mean,
they've been involved in all of these conversations.
For opening next spring?
I doubt it.
So does that put us without one for a year, or are we going to try
it? It could.
It could put us without one for a portion of the year.
They've said, Park Board said before we had all these pool problems, that they're kind of in a mind thinking we'd keep it open for another year. But at the same time, all these issues may cause that to change.
So, not good news, but there is progress being made. Okay. Any other questions for Mark? Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Just an update on the billing, the new system. They'll be here on the 26th. Of June to do training, and bills should go out the 1st of July, and they'll be all new ones. And I had 110 applications for the clerks, or for the cashier's position. So Beth's going through those now.
For one position.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Jackie?
Thank you.
I have a couple of things to bring to your attention. First, we just got a NDOT release right before our Board of Works meeting that they are going to begin the week of June 2nd resurfacing US 30 from State Road 9 to State Road 5. So just be ready for lots of construction around Columbia City. So that is an FYI for you. The other thing I wanted to bring to your attention is that We are, the Board of Works has been working the last couple months with Bruja, and we've asked, we had asked Kay Hildman, who is the owner, operator, I guess, of Bruja, to get us letters from neighboring property or neighboring property owners, her property owner herself, because they lease space there. NIPSCO, because there's a gas line there, all kinds of different individuals, because she is interested in putting in a drive-through window. Okay, so after all of that, we had a discussion, Jeff and I and Kay had a discussion with NDOT regarding potential traffic flow and congestion issues. NDOT told us that they don't have a problem with it. They've looked at her numbers and they looked at the traffic patterns, and they did not have a problem with it on State Road 9 or Main Street for us. So earlier today at the Board of Works meeting, the Board of Works made a recommendation after taking a lot of this under consideration. Made a recommendation to the City Council to make the alley, the east-west alley between Main Street and the alley in the northwest alley, to make that area one way going east. So from Main Street to the north-south alley prior to Washington Street. Okay, and so that's the recommendation from the Board of Works to the City Council, was to do that. Appropriate signage would be there to address individuals who are parked in the bank parking lot there behind the lawyer's office, that it turns one way there, as well as if you're coming west from Washington Street, that there would be a sign somewhere there also saying, you know, do not enter one-way street or something to that effect. So the recommendation from the Board of Works, after doing a lot of this research and doing a lot of the legwork, to the City Council is that you consider an ordinance form. You consider a changing that portion of the alley to be one way off of Main Street going east. It would only be, like I said, to the north-south alley, though. So with your okay, we'll be bringing that. There will be an ordinance in front of you at the next meeting to consider that. So that's the recommendation of the Board of Works. Okay. See if there's anything else I need to let you know about. Great turnout yesterday at Memorial Day stuff, especially at the cemetery. Probably, I guess, at least 100, if not 150 people there. Great turnout. Was a beautiful day for the event. Really great to honor those that have passed from our community that were part of the military. And we're working on budgets with the departments right now, so hopefully we can get some kind of, we're going to go through the process as normal. I'm hoping to have all the forms to our clerk treasurer by next week, beginning of next week, as she requested. And obviously, as we go forward, we'll incorporate you all into the discussions there. I think that's all I have for today. So, Dan?
Nothing.
Ben?
Nothing.
Nicole?
Nothing.
Bill?
Nothing.
Audience? Okay, then we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody. 8:11, and look how big our agenda was. Let's see. Cook, Shoda, who else do you have on there?
Water, sewer, and
okay, and Jeff, I need to see the three of you, please. Hi, you need me to sign forms.
Were you signing for me or just the drive?
Yes, I can. What, is there anything I need to know about?
We had one small.
Yes.
Overflow?
No. Suspended solid violation. We had that 2-inch rain in about a
$1,000 check. I remember that.
It sent the
have a question for Max.
Are you kidding me? I'm off the 4th, right?
That was the only thing that happened.
Okay.
And the 5th, I'm assuming?
Let me ask her a real quick question.
Oh,
and then
that's
I'll,
fine.
Then
I guess
I'll,
I
get
it.
I just
Okay.
Thank you.
Purely
out of curiosity. Just seeing what the other.
I
just need. You don't have to give me an answer. Don't feel like you need to. I just didn't know if you had considered it yet.
Somebody's called
Yeah, I don't know.
I could probably get the age.
I would assume if I'm going to have a competition. I was just curious, so you don't have to give me an answer. I'm merely trying to kind of see where the deck is right now.
No, you can. It'll go on to the next page. It's fine.
Change the fireworks back to the 4th.
Okay.
Yes. I worked the 3rd.
I was
finally.
Nobody's
working.
Nobody's working.